Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and it is going to be a super morning and a great show. As I mentioned earlier, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Austin French. But I want to share something out of the Bible right now. Hebrews 4, verse 12. And it says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The word of God is alive, and our God is alive. Let Him move in your life today. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning. Again, we just briefly shared on the phone, but I'm more than honored, more than blessed to the opportunity to sit back in this seat and let God take over and see what He is doing. Because on the phone with us this morning is a Christian artist that over the past couple of weeks, Mr. Austin French, I felt like I've gotten to know you. And we'll get into some of your songs here in just a few minutes, but it's just an honor to have you on the show this morning, sir.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here. So grateful I get to be a part of your community and a part of people's life. You know, it kind of blows my mind that God uses these stories and songs that we write about our life and what He's doing in our life and somehow to become other people's songs. And I'm just so grateful for that. So I'm excited to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Well, how did, let's just for our listeners, I know all about it because you can go to your webpage and go to your about page and read it. But how did you get the calling? When did Christian ministry begin?
Yeah, for me, to be honest, it's kind of crazy to be doing Christian music now. I grew up a pastor's kid, and to be honest, I hated Christians for a long time. I didn't want to be one. I grew up in a very crazy home. My dad was a worship pastor. My mom was a music teacher. So music was always in my blood. But I also felt like going to church was in my blood. Like I was there every time the doors were open. And I didn't want to be a Christian because I couldn't understand why the godliest man in my life would beat his wife and kids behind closed doors and ask us to pretend like it didn't happen at church. And so for me, I had a lot of just bitterness. I thought it was a lot of performance. I thought it was fake. And then my parents split up when I was little, and the church that we were actually going to asked us to never come back again. And so I was kind of done with being a Christian until I was 13 years old, went to a music camp, and a guy got on a stage at this camp, and he said, "Don't judge Jesus on the broken people He came to save, because broken people hurt broken people, but Jesus wants broken people." At that moment, I realized that I judged Jesus on my dad, my community, the people that hurt me in my life, really broken people just like me, but I'd never met Jesus. And so I decided to open up my life to see if everything this guy was saying was true. And I found out that Jesus is really good at being everything He says He can be. And He's really good at doing everything He says He can do. Amen. And so my life began to get healed. My perspective began to change, and I realized that broken people need a savior just like me. And thank God we have a savior who stepped down to be broken for us. And that motivated me when I was 13 years old to tell people. I felt like I just found a pot of gold at the end of this like crazy journey of like, oh man, I need to tell everyone about this. And so I just went home and wrote songs for my friends to tell them about Jesus. And to be honest, that's still what I'm doing today, is just writing songs about what God's done in my life and how He wants to do it in other people's too. And everything people can't do for themselves that Jesus can do. And he's pretty good at it too. And so it blows me away that I still get to travel around the world now. And I'm not just singing songs for my friends from my bedroom. I'm now somehow on these stages that the Lord's put me on, and I'm still singing the same message, is that Jesus can when I can't. And I'm grateful that, that's my story, and God has redeemed all the things that were broken in me.
Well, amen, brother. I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about one of those songs. So we'll be back with Austin French. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back into Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us, Mr. Austin French. Austin, we talked about your life, kind of your testimony on how you got to write all these beautiful songs. And I'm going to tell you, I was at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru Wednesday night, and I think I was bebopping to Skillet. I had Skillet on the playlist. And then the next song that came up is a song called Why God. And I'm going to tell you, Austin, the Lord has spoken to you. He's blessed you, because that is a song of openness that that's something we say all the time. Everybody, I don't care where you're in your stage of Christianity, something happens and we want to look at God and say, why God? And God gave you the perfect answer to reflect back to us. It's because we need you.
Yeah. Yeah, that song is like you said, it's a very open song, the most vulnerable song I've ever written. And it kind of came out of a place of my dad and I's relationship. God mended our relationship, a really broken relationship. But when I was 18, my dad apologized to everything that happened to me as a kid. And that's the day I got my dad back. Our relationship, I feel like, really started then. And a few years later, I got a phone call in the middle of the night that he had been in a car accident, and the doctors gave him a 5% chance to live. And I remember going to the ICU waiting room, and I just hit the floor and I screamed out those words for the first time, saying just why God. And I instantly felt like ashamed for asking that question. Like I wasn't a good Christian anymore. Like I couldn't be a good Christian and ask that kind of question. That's what I felt. And then, you know, I really didn't understand that season of my life until a few years later. I'm a dad of three kiddos right now. And my kiddos have, all and kind of still are in the why daddy stage of their life. Why daddy, does the sun come out? Why does the moon shine at night? Why are there so many boogers in my nose? I mean, they have everything. And you know what? It doesn't make them a bad kid for asking questions.
That's right.
It just means that they need their daddy. And I think a lot of us approach this why God situation as a reason to run away when we don't understand. But I'm convinced that asking why God doesn't make you a bad Christian. It just makes you a kid who needs your dad. And we're not meant to hold everything or understand everything. That's why we serve a God who does. And he may not always give us the answers, but he will give us himself. And I've experienced that the why God that question, that season is exactly why we need God in our life. And he's more than enough to meet you in whatever need that you have and you find yourself in. So that's the heart behind that song. That's the heart behind what God has taught me. And I pray that people hear that and feel that when they experience that song.
Well, all right, brother. I'm going to jump a pew on that one. No, that's my that is an amazing song. I tell you what, I think we can get you back for one more segment because we want to talk about this little tour that you're on.
Woo-hoo.
We'll be back with Austin. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. On the line with us this morning, I'm honored, blessed, just humbled to have Mr. Austin French on the phone. Austin, you are part of this Winter Jam tour, and I don't want to say this lightly about what's going on, some of the revivals in our country right now, but I truly believe, I've been to many Winter Jams. There is something needs to be written about what happens inside these arenas with the Winter Jam tour.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually grew up going to Winter Jam. In fact, I was about 13 or 14 years old when my mom took me to the first one that I'd ever been to in Greenville, South Carolina. And I remember looking at my mom thinking and said, you know, I think I want to do this for the rest of my life. Like, this is crazy. And then a few years later, I began to take some of my friends that wouldn't go to church with me, but they would go to a concert. And I remember taking them to Winter Jam in Macon, Georgia, where I grew up in Georgia. And yeah, and I remember friends of mine giving their life to Jesus in that arena. And so it's just a beautiful night of people accepting Jesus, seeing what the Lord's doing in the youth of this world. It's a very youth-driven concert where youth group comes and young adults come and young families come. And it's kind of geared towards that, which is so special to be able to mobilize this generation for Jesus, you know, taking Jesus back to their schools with them, just being encouraged in a concert, whether they're bringing friends that would normally go to church that are stepping into these arenas for a show, but they're leaving with an experience with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've seen happen every night on this tour. And it just never gets old to watch the Lord do what we can't do on our own. He's moving hearts and calling hearts to himself. And we're just grateful to be a small part of it.
Austin, we will see you in Birmingham, Alabama at Legacy Arena, March the 10th. And we've just got less than a minute left. Can I do one thing? Can I pray for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord. You know, you have this show. You have all of it. But this morning, Lord, I want to bring Austin to you, Lord, to thank you for him and what you're doing in his life. And Lord, I ask you to just to continue to bless him, to lead the way, to light the path, Lord, to wrap him with a hedge of protection, Lord, because we know the enemy doesn't want this. But Lord, in your name, he runs. Be with his family, Lord. Be with him as they travel on this Winter Jam tour and through his life, dear Heavenly Father, just continue to bless his days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Austin,
God bless you, Greg. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
God bless you. And I've got one more little thing. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, I had Jeremy Camp on last week, and I told Jeremy I had Russ on 2 weeks ago. And I dropped a hook with Russ about coming backstage, and he didn't bite it. But now Jeremy jumped all over it. And I have a backstage pass in Birmingham. So I would love to be able to shake your hand, pray with you, whatever can happen backstage.
Absolutely. I'd love that. We'll see you there.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Have a great day.
All right, God bless you, Greg. See you soon.
That's Bye. Austin French on Mix Sunday Morning. What a great show this morning with Austin French in the 9 o'clock hour. A humble man what a tough beginning. And that just shows that no matter what you go through in life, no matter sometimes how you're raised, how your parents treat you, God has a plan. God delivered him from what he was with his dad. And, he was healed. That relationship was healed. And look at Austin now. He's on stage at Winter Jam, and souls are being saved. And I want you to go out, and I want you to listen to that song, Why God. Go on YouTube. Check it out, because it is something we do. We all ask, why God, when things happened? And it is because, God, we need you. That's why it happens. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning. Next week, we have another great artist coming on the show. It'll be We the Kingdom next week on Mix Sunday Morning. So if the Lord doesn't come back, and you never know, he may, because it's a little crazy in the world right now. But if he doesn't, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.